Well, today we're going to be talking about the good spirits and the bad spirits, and we might also shorten that to say we're going to be talking to you about which ones you loose and which ones you bind. And, of course, we're going to do that as Scripture. We'll give you some illustrations as we go along here. And we hope to really enlarge your base as, the things that you have to know about to really fight the good fight.
In doing this study, Darren, I realized I have really felt like this study is going to profoundly change the way I look at Holy Spirit. And I have seen through this study, and I just simply went through my Strong's Concordance, and many of you can do this. If God gives you a word, I want you to study this word. And it's Holy Spirit that's telling you that. If he's saying, I want you to study this word, go into your Strong's Concordance, and I pray that everybody that's listening will get a Strong's Concordance that will lead you into such a great study of the Word of God. But as you go into that word, just like I was given the word from Holy Spirit, look up the word spirit. And as I looked up the word spirit, I grew to know with such a joyous expectation of what Holy Spirit is doing in this world right now. And I know your world might be turned upside down right now, and you're being attacked from every side. And Darren, we are. I know we are on a daily basis being attacked. And I believe as you realize that the attack is strong, that you are going to come to a profound knowledge that Holy Spirit is stronger still. And he has provided those wonderful good spirits right out from his innermost being for you. And that's to come to comfort you and aid you and guide you. And that's what we're going to study today. I'm so excited about this, Darren.
Well, I want to read a scripture, and this is found in Mark 10, verse 29. It says, in fact, I'll just drop down to the 30th verse. Better read 29. Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mothers or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he shall receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and farms. And here's the part we don't like, along with persecutions and the age to come eternal life. I mean, it's just a given that you're going to have flak thrown at you, shot across your bow, so to speak. And it's coming, folks, it's coming. And so we have to learn to fight the battle, and we have to know knowledgeably what's for us and what's against us and what we can do about it. And I tell you, I believe this teaching here is one of the most profound we put out in a long time. We did a couple of days on the air about this and even made the offer to people, well, if you want a copy of these spirits, you know, we'll send it to you. Well, we didn't see a lot of response on that, and I think that's unfortunate, Barbara.
Oh, but we got more response on that one than we did on many others that we received in
see
the past.
See now, okay. So. See there, folks, we got a disagreement going right now.
We have.
Well, that's good. Talking, I didn't know that.
You were talking about the word persecution, and there's also a P-E-R word, and it's perseverance. And I believe God has called us to persevere through all this persecution. And how do we do that? We do that through Holy Spirit and through all these good spirits. And I guess, for want of another title, it is good spirits versus evil spirits. It really
right.
is. That's
right.
What we're going to talk about
today.
It's
the good guys and the bad guys. And folks, what we're telling you is you've got to be a lot more knowledgeable about the spirit world that happens to control our natural world here. Mm-hmm. And you've got to know what's coming against you, what's out there to help you, what's out there to hinder you. And yeah, you'll be a great survivor if you do that, and you will become an overcomer.
That's right.
And we have to overcome, and in the last 24 hours, I've had an opportunity to get really discouraged. I refused that opportunity. I started praising the Lord. My flesh was screaming. Mm-hmm. My flesh wanted to get over and have a pity party and just invite reason to take over. But you know, the Spirit of Wisdom says, you know, don't lose your joy.
We have the mind of Christ.
That's right.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right. And we have to trigger your mouth and your lazy lips to do what they're supposed to do, and that's praise the Lord during times of great attack. And don't lose your joy.
And I've also found out, Darren, there are some times that I can't even open my mouth. The attack is so great. And so it's better sometimes not to even open your mouth than to open your mouth and have something negative come out. And I found as I just meditate in my spirit, even without vocalizing or without using my mouth, to even speak words, as I just meditate in my spirit silently for 5 or 6 minutes, then I'm ready to bring out some more positive rather than negative language.
Is that why you all clammed up when I was over there praising the Lord?
Yeah.
Driving along and
yes.
You weren't saying anything?
Yes. because
you weren't doing
I was
nothing.
Holding my tongue. Yes, I was. And so we know that Holy Spirit in the book of Nehemiah, Holy Spirit is called Good Spirit. So we can call those wonderful godly spirits that are sent to us to comfort and guide us and keep us. We can call them good spirits because Holy Spirit is called Good Spirit.
Exactly. I want to pray before we go on here. Father God, help us to rightly divide, honestly divide the word of truth here. Lord, we have a situation here where a lot of people in the body of Christ are just plain ignorant of those spirits that are ready and willing to work for us, and those spirits that are ready, willing, and highly motivated to destroy us, sent from the devil himself. But Father God, we're not defenseless. You did not leave us down here to just figure it out and stumble around and reason and drawing straws and flipping coins and trying to guide our lives by chance. So Lord, we ask that today that the anointing would flow through us in this message, that our listeners, our power partners, will hear and be blessed in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who defeated the rotten devil who runs around this earth as a roaring lion with a new mask on every day, trying to deceive us and mess up our heads and mess up our lives. Lord, I thank you that we don't have to lose. We can be winners. We can be overcomers because of the power of the word. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.
That's right. I think when you talk about the devil, I think of that scripture in Isaiah 14, Darren, and how Isaiah, when God revealed Satan to him, the actual persona of Satan, Isaiah says here in Isaiah 16, those who see you will gaze at you. They will ponder over you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world like a wilderness and overthrew the cities, who did not allow his prisoners to go home or go free? And he looks at this man, this man who is impotent, and he says, is this the man that scared all of us, that brought fear to all of us? He says, it shouldn't be, because he is just a man.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, one of the scriptures that we lean on all the time is found in Isaiah 11:2. And we talk about the functions of the Holy Spirit, or the spirits of the Lord, or the personalities of the Lord. And we'll get to those in just a minute. But before that, Holy Spirit existed from the beginning. Barbara, talk to me about that.
That's right. He has always been from the beginning. He and Jesus and God, who are one. And we know that Jesus and God are one because Jesus actually said that in John 10:30. He said, the Father and I are one. So we take that as truth because Jesus is full of the Spirit of truth. We're going to study that. But from the beginning, Darren, Holy Spirit existed. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit, capital S, of God was hovering over the surface of the waters.
And you know, the Holy Spirit there hovered over the words of the Lord, and he brought them into creation. And I think that's so important, that the Holy Spirit hovers over our imaginations, waiting for us to finalize, to verbalize, and speak out those meditations we have in our heart. And I believe this study on the good spirits here will help us know that we have spiritual assistance if we will just lean on it, will just call it in. But many times we stir around in the stew, so to speak, and we don't lean on the spirit of knowledge, for example. We don't say, I need revelation knowledge because I can't figure this out in my reason. We have to go to a deeper level, and that's let Holy Spirit speak to us through wisdom right out of our hearts and in our hearts, and then we have a chance.
That's right. Don't you think that we got into this, Darren, really because there are a lot of ignorant Christians running around who are focusing on evil spirits and the demonic and deliverances more than they are concentrating on Jesus? And how do we grow? We focus on Jesus. We talk about Jesus. And that's how we get out of the pit, by focusing on the good rather than the bad.
Well, I will say this, Barbara, as a former public school educator, we did everything through reason. I mean, we started teaching through reason, in preschool. And we taught them a unit on the senses. That's exactly what it's called. And so the teacher would take into the classroom something that was rough and something that was smooth. And then they did a little taste test with spices and that kind of thing. And we really were educating the senses. And it was accumulated knowledge. And we're up against that today, trying to teach revelation knowledge.
Isn't it, though, interesting that our carnal nature has a natural tendency, a propensity, to go into the negative, to think on the negative more than the positive. And so we as believers need to make the absolute emphasis on good rather than evil. We have